Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by, I think, one of the bright spots of this whole spring training since we've been here in February. That's Neil Ramirez, right-handed relief pitcher, having a tremendous camp, really. Very good.
Yeah, you know, I feel good. I feel healthy, and yeah, just appreciate the opportunity the Giants have given me to come out here and compete, and you know, just been trying to go out and get outs for them. So,
well, you know, it's interesting when you look at your minor league numbers and you look at the amount of innings you've pitched and the amount of strikeouts. You got more strikeouts than innings pitched. You're getting up there with Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, I don't know if I have quite the stuff he has, but you know, the strikeouts come when you get ahead, and that's what I've been happy with this spring. You know, getting ahead of guys and really attacking the zone. So,
give us a little bit of background, the professional background for you. You were drafted and didn't sign, then eventually did sign, and you got a good draft slot as well. Take us through a little bit of getting into professional baseball for you.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which has a pretty rich history of baseball players coming out of there, and played with some really high-level talent growing up, and had an opportunity to get on a showcase team and threw well, and the pro ball thing kind of, you know, got put on the map, and ended up getting drafted supplemental round out of high school, and didn't sign right away. Signed a little bit later, and ended up going to Instructs that year. And 2008 was my first official year, and that's when I started with the Rangers. So,
what was the biggest challenge for you coming out of high school? Because you could have gone to Georgia Tech, a tremendous school for baseball, but you chose to go and grow up as a young man in professional baseball. So, what was the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed school, and you know, school for me was important, and especially for my parents. You know, they were on me pretty hard, and I think my mom wanted me to go that route, but you know, she understood that it was a chance for me to follow my dreams, and you know, to be blessed to get a good head start, you know, with the way I was drafted and the money that I got. You know, I felt like going into the pro ball thing was where I would, you know, be able to chase my dream at that time. And I think in the pro ball system, you know, teams are trying to take care of you because they want to get you to the big league level and have a chance to compete with that club. So, you know, I can always go back to school at some point. I will. It's definitely something that I want to do. But I just felt like getting going with the career was where I wanted to go at the time.
All right. Neil Ramirez is with us. And you did some traveling. You were on a USA team that won. Where did you go and what was that like? And now that we're watching the WBC, it made me think of it for you.
Yeah, it was cool. It was awesome. It was my junior summer going into my senior year. It's when the USA Baseball was still out in Joplin, Missouri. And so I went out there and pitched well and ended up going through that trial process and made the team. And we ended up going to Cuba, which was so cool. Yeah, it was a great chance to see the world. I'd never seen that part of the world. So, yeah, we played well. We had a really good team. A lot of guys that, gosh, they're in the league now, Harvey and just some big name guys. Hayward, I think, was on that team. Freddie Freeman. I mean, there's some big guys on that team. And actually played with Madison a little bit in the Aflac that summer too. So it was that whole time was kind of crazy. You know, it's like a high school kid, then all of a sudden you're playing on the USA team and doing all this stuff. But that was a great experience, and you know, definitely rooting for those guys tonight. So
yeah, I have been to Cuba. I spent 2 weeks in Cuba this past winter and saw Havana, saw some baseball in Cuba as well, and the fans were wild when I saw them. Yeah. Did you get to Havana? Did you play there?
No, we were in an area called Sancta Spirit, I believe was what was the name of the town. But we actually played Cuba in I think the semifinals, and man, it was crazy. I'd never really been in that environment before, and just the fans are so passionate. There's so much like noise in the stands and stuff like that. I mean, it was cool, and it was a great game. I think I remember specifically Mike Moustakas ended up robbing a home run, and we all just went nuts. So it was pretty cool.
Very good. Neil Ramirez with us. All right. You, as we said, 2015 was a good year for you. You did well, but then you got hurt. And then 16, you bounced around a little bit. So what happened to you in 15?
I just dealt with some shoulder trouble. Yeah, I came into spring training, and I had a, you know, 2014, a healthy year, and everything was going good, and for some reason the shoulder just didn't feel right. I don't know what it was at the time, but So, yeah, I started the year, and then I had to get pulled out of a game. It was kind of a pain that I couldn't fight through, you know. And so we just ended up rehabbing it, trying to get it right. And I spent a lot of the year out here, which was unfortunate because that's really when the Cubs started turning things around and not be a part of that. But, you know, I came back at the end of the year, and I thought I threw pretty well. Still wasn't quite in the rhythm, you know, with not getting the innings like I usually do. But, you know, it went well. And then last year is just one of those things where I didn't throw a whole lot at the beginning of the year and just never really got in a rhythm. You know, I kind of got caught up in playing GM a little bit too with all the moves that were made. And, you know, just went to a place where, you know, I was a little negative, a little bit doubting, you know, the stuff. And you can't do that in this game. So it was a great learning experience. Got into this offseason, had a full offseason, a chance to kind of reevaluate, you know, mentally where I was at and really dedicated myself to just going out there and, you know, getting back to doing what I know I can do.
Well, Neil Ramirez, as I say, with us, the talent is there. There's no question. Virginia player, high school player of the year, Gatorade player of the year. You know, now we're talking McCutcheon territory and people like that. You know, it's quite an honor to do that. So the arm has always been there, but isn't it funny in baseball that you have to persevere? But you've always had the arm, and you're going to get a World Series ring this year from the Cubs as well.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You know, obviously you want to be a part of it all the way through, but you know, to be a part of that turnaround, you know, from 14 on, you know, it was amazing to see how quickly just a little spark of confidence can take a ball club, you know, and they got some, and they picked up some pieces, and it was a fun team to be a part of. And like I said, it was unfortunate I wasn't able to be with them all the way through, but, you know, definitely still feel like I was a part of that run that they had. So,
all right, so as we wrap it up, your repertoire, the Neil Ramirez repertoire, and as I say, more strikeouts than he's pitched, so, you know, as a reliever, you like to miss bats. That is good. That's good. Yeah. So give us a little more about who you are, because I think you're going to be part of this Giants thing this year. I'm very impressed with you here in spring training.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I've just been trying to go out here and show them that I can get outs, you know. And I think, like I said, strikeouts come when you get ahead of guys and are able to use your stuff and not for working from behind. So that's been a huge focus for me. And, you know, I'm a fastball. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and I have a changeup that I threw a lot as a starter, just haven't thrown as much as a reliever, but it's definitely a pitch that I've been throwing, you know, in the bullpen and playing catch that I would like to start using more, especially when the situation calls for it, maybe with a lefty up, you know, getting behind a lefty or something like that, throwing a changeup to get them, you know, off the fastball. So, yeah, I feel good with all those four pitches, and I just think when the command is there, you know, I can be really good, so that's what I've been focusing on.
Yeah, very good. And what do you hit on the gun as a fastball pitcher?
I'm not sure where I've been at this spring. I can run it up there.
The good days.
Yeah, I mean, I can run it up there mid-90s, so I think my fastball plays more with the life and the deception on it than just pure velocity, so I think that's where, you know, that's where my fastball is plays up. So, and when I'm locating it, I like to stay at the knees and then be able to elevate it, so change eye levels is huge for me.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah.
Good plan. I appreciate you being on the show. It's nice to hear you. As I said, I think we're going to hear more of you this year. I really do.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a great organization. And a very winning team, so it'd be something cool to be a part of.
All right, that's Neil Ramirez. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.